So here's a true story. It's true as true as true can get. True story. So over this last summer, last year, we were taking care of an elderly couple's cats. We had become friends with them. One of their cats, as you probably know on a prior podcast, had got hit by a car. And of course, my instincts kick in. And we removed the cat off of the street. Way up to the house they felt the cat came from and knocked on the door. Long story short, we were asked if we could bury the cat on our property since we have woods behind there. We said, yes, yeah, sure. So we ended up becoming friends and checking in on the elderly couple. We ended up meeting the daughter. And this continued for a while. Fell out of contact for a little bit and then noticed there was moving trucks over one day. So went and seen, made sure everything was okay. Had found out that the husband had passed away from Alzheimer's, and his wife actually has dementia and Alzheimer's as well. So their daughter would stay with them and come over in a beautiful house up on the hill, overlooking what they always loved, which was the river. Having coffee in the morning on the balcony, watching the sunrise, sunset, and they had a love for cats, a huge, deep, rooted heart passion, passionate for animals, which of course I can connect to. So once I found out that their mom, which we had, become friends with, was getting worse and she could not stay at her house on her own, we found out that was why the moving van was there. And we found this out because we were ironically walking along the river trails and you can see the house up on the hillside. So I said, well, I can come over and feed the cats because she was feeding stray cats. And I felt bad too, and she had cats of her own, her and her husband. Well, her daughter could only take her cats, so I said, okay. And of course, this is how we inherited Chester and Cheeto, two amazing orange tabbies, the best cats, indoor, outdoor, just amazing. They take care. We don't need exterminator anymore for bugs. They take care of everything. And some of you know how tomcats, barn cats are, and that's what they do. So, in the wintertime, of course, making sure wintertime they do stay indoors, and they are indoors now. I do have some videos in that. You'll see Chester and Cheeto. So, while we were over there feeding the cats, and there was times during the, we were taking care and watching the cats and the process while they were moving the contents out. And her mom wasn't living there anymore, so they weren't able to feed the cats. I would go over when Eric wasn't able to go. I'd go over in the morning and the evening, and religiously over there feeding them. And of course, you become attached to the cats and it's two orange tabbies. And I always knew either I'd find them a good home or my home was a good enough home for those who know me. Excuse me. So, spoiled rotten would be an understatement. So I was over there one time, I'm feeding the cats. Talking to the cats, and I'm looking down and I'm like, wow, this is a beautiful view. I can understand why that they decided to. Her daughter's actually texting me right now. They are just speechless. This is going on. This is just an amazing story. I had to share it with everyone. Those who know me have always had a gift to connect with those who've passed on. It started like when I was 6 years old, I think younger, really. But it's continued, and this is just part of what happens. And it's like I can't predict this stuff. It's just happens, People come through in various ways. If you don't believe in the afterlife, I'm sorry. You can be a skeptic and go boop and just go ahead and turn this off now. But this is a true story. Excuse me. So I'd actually went over there one day, and all of a sudden I hear this music playing. An old music box, and you know the sound of an old music box. I'm looking around, I'm thinking, where is this music box coming from and why is it playing? And it kind of startled me, but not in a scary way. So, of course, they're cleaning out the contents of her house, and I turn around and there's this garbage can, and I'm hearing this music box playing from a garbage can. How ironic. Nobody around. So I look over and there's not a music box, but the music box, itself, the part of the music box, not the ceramic decorative side. Here I go again. My brain's not thinking when I'm sick, what I'm trying to think of. The actual component of the music box, there you go. This thing's playing, and I'm thinking this is odd. Okay. I had this hat with my grandmother after she passed away before her funeral. A music box she got me as a birthday gift started playing, and it would play and just on its own. So I thought, all right. So as we were taking care of the cats, this happened on a few occasions. On the last day, when we actually had taken both the cats in, one at a time, had them checked at the vet right away. They got their shots, and then they went straight to the groomers, got the full nine yards. I was like, goodbye, house, and thank you for sharing it, and just kind of saying goodbye in a positive light. This music box started playing, and I thought, okay, this is odd. Could not figure out the song. It sounded familiar, but I couldn't figure it out. So I said, I guess you want me to take the music box with me. I'll be darned if the thing didn't play as I was walking down the driveway. Turned around, picked it up, played until I got home. And Eric was with me when we got home, and we were just was like, this is just crazy. So the music box has stayed, the broken part, the component of the music box has stayed on the shelving. I'll be darned. Earlier yesterday evening, we're just laying there in this listening to serious music. Frank Sinatra and Elvis, an old school, old soul. Music box starts playing. And I'm thinking, there's gotta be some. So I figured, do I contact the daughter? Or is she gonna think I've lost it? Or, some people are skeptics, they don't want, they get a little freaked out. So I thought, I'm not gonna do it. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, man, what is this song? I don't know this song. I wasn't born 1945, whatever, which you'll figure out this song and I'll play the video of it. And we just figured it out. I was actually in the bathroom brushing my teeth, and all of a sudden, he's like these chills down my body. And I start singing, I Will Love You Until the End of Time. And I'm thinking, what? How did I know that? So I go online, look up old music box, Love You Till the End of Time. I'll be darn 1945 Perry Como. Contact the daughter, send the video, kind of explain everything. Well, she initiates really fast because all of a sudden I'm realizing there's something going on with this music box. Like a long story short, this music box was given to her mom by her parents. Her mom was born in 1945. The music box had been broken. It had never worked for decades. You do the math. There's an afterlife, and it's amazing the gift and the ability, and especially when you everyone has a capability to connect with their loved ones. And it's just amazing how they come through in different ways.